providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to KER Politics with your host, Al Cortland, and co-host Jim McKinney. Al has interviewed Dan Pacini. We are moving on now to the end of the day, at the end of the show, to talk about some very, very important issues. One, I believe, will be Afghanistan, the continuation of what's happening there, and the relationship between the Taliban and China, and some of the latest information on the COVID crisis, as well as some real disturbing job numbers that just came out this morning. So, Al, what do you want to continue on with at this time?
Well, I'll tell you, I want to start, Jimmy, with number one, I really appreciate you coming on as the co-host of this show. I want to start out by saying, you know, I fact-checked through The Stand, which is a great website, a lot of things that have happened with Joe Biden of late. And the one I want to start out with, believe it or not, is something that I heard last night on the news about 11 o'clock, and that is that China is right around the corner from recognizing the Taliban as the official government of Afghanistan, and they have already offered to do everything they can to help the Taliban. Now, the one thing I want to say about that is the Democratic response on this particular interview, Jim, that I saw was, what's the big deal? Who cares? The Chinese are doing that all over the world. I have to say that's about the most ignorant statement I've ever heard in my life. Back to you, bud.
You know, it makes you wonder what the objectives of this administration, this regime right now, what their objectives are in relation to China dominating global markets, especially rare earth metals, and the potential with both copper mining and lithium mining in Afghanistan through their Belt and Road Initiative. The Chinese government is right now, according to the Taliban spokespeople, the number one supporter of the Taliban financially, militarily, and economically. The Chinese have a tremendous interest in expanding influence in the region and access to those rare earths and controlling what they already now control, about 80% of the globe's rare earth capacity. From a strategic perspective, you have to wonder what is going on with U.S. national security advisors and policy directives when they're allowing the Chinese to continue to expand. And then this pullout, which is so embarrassing to the U.S. military, to U.S. diplomacy, leaving Americans behind, leaving billions of $85+ billion worth of military equipment and hardware to a group of people that came in and shot their way into power with zero Western values on human rights. This is unbelievable that they're just tolerating and sitting back and allowing, that the Biden administration is allowing this to happen.
Well, I agree 1,000%. You know, The Stand mentioned early this morning that the big mistake that Biden made, and this was voiced by Nikki Haley, she said the wrong thing for the president to do was to call the Afghan president because he wanted to change the perception that the Taliban was gaining power. Very, very disturbing conversation between Biden and Afghan's, I guess I'd have to say, deposed president. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think we have to just go back to 2 years ago when a phone call between President Zelensky of Ukraine and Donald Trump was used for an impeachment ceremony when Trump had basically said nothing wrong, but it indicated, hey, you have to investigate some of the corruption right now that involved with Hunter Biden. It turns out that Hunter Biden, after that impeachment effort, turns out that Hunter Biden has a tremendous amount of evidence against him in corruption and abuse and some very clear issues. They went forward with it. The Democrats went forward with an impeachment over that, a political impeachment. And now we're seeing actual American citizens die, 13 soldiers, Marines and soldiers. We're seeing American citizens left behind in a country where people are being actually executed on the street.
Yep.
And this administration, the Democrats, are sitting back trying to cover it up with their media sycophant supporters. It's unbelievable. I can't believe America has come so far down so rapidly under this administration.
Well, it's taken really, I would have to say, just a little over 6 months, and we have really dropped and dropped and dropped. Now, Joe Biden right now is touting his, quote, his Afghan evacuation as an extraordinary success. Keep in mind, this is the evacuation that enabled the Taliban to take control of our allies in Afghanistan. I mean, of course they're going to do that. They're at war with us. It's time that we realize that we are at war with them. Jimmy, you're on, bud, again.
You know, So as a military planner, as someone who has spent much of his career doing counterterrorism, hostage rescue, counter WMD, been involved in 7 non-combatant evacuation operations at multiple embassies around the world, the fact that the military allowed this to go forward had to be directed by senior leadership in the Department of Defense and as well as this administration. They absolutely failed the American people and the Afghan government that they were supporting. And of course, when Joe Biden gets on a phone call and says, hey, look, let's lie about it, let's cover up what's happening, then we can support you, that is despicable and incredibly dangerous. Without the proper planning, without the proper positions, without the airfield at Bagram or Kandahar, we were in a very difficult position, and there was no excuse for it. There was no excuse. Completely failed. They managed to pull off a very large evacuation at the last minute, which shows you that we have the capacity and the capability. So why the heck had they not planned for it before, after they publicly have admitted over multiple press conferences, and that's Biden, Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, they've admitted that they felt that the Taliban was going to take over in 30, 60, 90 days, 120 days. Why the heck did they not prepare for it if, in fact, that's what they were concerned about? Or if they weren't concerned about it, there's something much more nefarious going on behind the scenes here. And that bothers me more than anything else. We are unable to trust, and we do not know what deals were cut behind the scenes with both China, the Taliban, potentially Pakistan, and possibly even Iran.
Jim, we got to close out this hour here in about a minute. I just want to say one thing, and that is that I have talked with numerous, not conservatives, but liberals here in our neighborhood of Semiahmoo, and I want to say that one gentleman who I spoke with, I will not give his name, made a very, very interesting comment, and I have to say that this gentleman is not what I would exactly call a conservative supporter. But I will say that this gentleman is very, very bright. He's one of the brightest people who I know up here in our neighborhood. His comment about the situation in Afghanistan was very, very simple. He said, well, number one, President Obama didn't really do anything about Afghanistan. President Trump didn't really do anything about Afghanistan. And now Joe Biden isn't really doing anything about Afghanistan. You know, I agree 1,000%. It's time that people understood the fallacies of what's going on right now on both sides of the aisle. We're going to be right back.